Good afternoon. Mild air continues to flow into interior New York and New England on the heels of a south-southeast wind today. This will take temperatures up into the lower and mid-40s across the region. At the same time, a stream of clouds building in from the southwest as a frontal system is draped across the northern tier of New York and New England. These clouds will eventually lead to scattered to numerous showers developing from west to east throughout the afternoon. With the milder air flowing over the deep cold snowpack, areas of dense fog will develop during the course of the day as well. The fog and drizzle will persist into the night tonight, with the front still lagging around the northern tier of the state, and we'll have cloudy skies with scattered showers from time to time during the overnight hours as readings drop back into the 30s. From the Lake George Saratoga region points north, some readings could drop below freezing, and we could have a mixture of freezing rain with some slick spots overnight tonight. For the rest of the region, we'll stay above freezing and in the middle and upper 30s. This will set the stage for even milder air to flow into the region tomorrow. Highs will be in the middle to upper 40s, despite lots of clouds and numerous showers. Once again, areas of fog and drizzle, as that same front will be stalled out to the north and near the Canadian border. At this point, a strong low-pressure wave will emerge out of the southern plains and work its way toward the eastern Great Lakes on its way toward northern New York and New England. The exact track will determine what we get in terms of type of precipitation, but it looks like a large part of interior New York and New England will see just plain rain, as temperatures overnight Saturday night will stay in the 40s and then even climb into the 50s on Sunday morning. However, north of the front, a batch of cold air will gradually ooze down the upper Hudson Valley and Champlain Valley, and in these locations, readings will stay in the lower to mid-30s. As the swath of rain overspreads the region, it will fall as freezing rain in the northern tier of New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. A significant ice storm is possible for these locations, and the track of the low will have to be watched closely to see if we have to adjust who gets the ice and who gets just plain rain. Either way, colder air will flow in behind the system on Monday, with highs staying in the 40s and a northwest breeze will go back to some sunshine, and then an Arctic pool of air will spill in for Christmas Eve on Tuesday, with partly sunny skies only in the lower 20s. For Christmas Day, it'll be dry with some sunshine and highs staying in the upper 20s before snow showers move in on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for the mountains of the Northwest, including the Cascades and Bitterroots. 8 to 12 inches of snow will be common, with as much as 18 inches across the highest terrain. This disturbance and an upper-level trough moving through the desert southwest are expected to merge over the southern plains and produce an anomalous surge of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico ahead of a cold front. Widespread heavy rain is expected from Arkansas to Ohio, where numerous flood watches are in effect. Farther to the south, a severe weather threat exists for Saturday and Sunday night over the deep south and central Gulf Coast. In the cold air to the north, winter storm watches and winter weather advisories, along with a large swath of freezing rain advisories, have been issued from Kansas City through Des Moines and up to the northern suburbs of Chicago. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Alice and Kingsville, both in Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Cabotagama, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston, mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, rain, with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 20. The record high 61 set in 1957, and the record low 19 below zero in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with snow, sleet, and freezing rain, especially close to the Canadian border. Scattered rain showers developing closer to Glens Falls. Highs from the mid-30s to lower 40s north to south. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain tonight, with lows in the 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-40s. More showers with areas of fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, As well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers developing today and highs in the lower 40s. More showers with areas of fog and drizzle tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers today and highs in the mid-40s. More showers with areas of fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the middle 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 40s. More showers with fog and drizzle tonight in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and mild, showers, fog and drizzle, upper 40s, lower 50s on Sunday with rain, an ice storm near the Canadian border with New York and Vermont. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds turning colder, 45, lower 20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Christmas Eve for Tuesday, and sunshine giving way to clouds on Christmas Day with highs staying in the 20s. Have a great holiday for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.